How do I begin flipping houses?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How do I begin flipping houses? How do I begin? All right, one of the most commonly asked questions is, how do I get started? How do I begin? Where do I start from? How do I start from? That's why I created 11 Days Challenge. Why? Because there are tons of gurus selling $25,000 programs, $5,000 programs, $2,000, $1,000 programs out there. And basically, it's just a talking head teaching you all the definitions there is to know about real estate. Even in the world of realtors, you experience the same thing. You go to get to go to the classes, you're just going to learn real estate law. You're not going to learn marketing, okay? And you can ask someone like Gary Keller. Gary Keller did a whole book on the millionaire agent, the millionaire investor. You can find those books. Those are very good books. I will teach you the concepts of what I'm talking about, building a pipeline, right? So either you're a realtor or you're the broker, without a pipeline, you're just basically donating money to the government, okay? So how do you begin? The way you begin flipping houses depends on what kind of flipping houses you're talking about. If you're talking about rehabbing houses to flip, you still have to find these deals. The way you find these deals, you reach out to wholesalers, okay? Find a group where wholesalers are just and get on their list, okay? That's one way. If you want to focus on rehabbing houses, or if you just want to focus on the grand definition of flipping houses, which start from marketing, okay? Meaning finding houses from distressed homeowners and flipping it into the market for retail buyers, and you're making a spread in between. If you want to do that, obviously the way you begin is learn how to find deals, okay? So you can find deals, you can pick up the phone and start calling all the people that own houses in your neighborhood. That's a terrible way to get started. You can start driving around town and writing out addresses with overgrown weeds and stuff like that. That's also, if you've seen me here, that's also a terrible way to get started, because if you've seen me here, that means you have access to better strategies, okay? Doesn't mean that strategy won't work at some point. I'm just concerned you won't keep working until it works, okay? You're gonna get frustrated out of the game, okay? But it starts from finding deals. What does deals look like? It means people that own distressed real estate, but also want to sell. So just because they own it doesn't mean they want to sell. There are too many people. Once you start reaching out, creating outreach campaigns, you will find that there's so many people that own properties, overgrown weed, terrible looking houses on the block, but they don't want to sell because they feel like they have a gem. Another reason, terrible reason, to just drive around town writing down addresses, because you're not even close to the money. Where's the money? Okay, let's talk about the money. The money is all the way to the extreme right, deals, right? But you're starting at stage one. Everyone starts there. But what I'm telling you, when it comes to the three core pillar, the middle pillar is automation. The second pillar is automation. You want to automate stage one to three as much as possible. Stage one to three should not involve your personal time as much as possible. Okay? Stage one to three should not involve your personal time. You should make sure stage one, two, three does not involve your personal time as much as possible. Maybe a little input, setup campaign, turn off campaign, pause campaign, right? Things like that takes 2 to 5 minutes, okay? But the idea is to eliminate yourself as much as possible. Because why? Because that improves and encourages consistency. When it involves you a lot, it discourages consistency. Why? Because we get tired as human beings, right? We get tired. Even if you want it bad enough, there's a point you get to that the same thing that's not generating money as fast as humanly possible will simply not be worth your time. Okay? So that's why you see a lot of people quit prematurely, because they're involved in the part of the process that's not close enough to the money. And a lot of that activity, a lot of those activities is consuming, time consuming. And you know, a lot of people actually hurt their relationships in the process. Okay, because that's time away from family. It's time away from the things that matter, that truly matters in life. The same reason why you want to build a business, freedom, right? So I'm telling you right now, you want to learn everything from stage 1 to 5 and learn how to set up properly so you can just focus on stage 3. what is stage three, which is lead generation, just the people. You're just talking the pre-qualifying people. Because even though you set up automation to take care of stage one and two, when you start generating leads consistently, you still have to pre-qualify them. Either you automate it or not, you have to pre-qualify them. So you want to eliminate, automate one and two as much as humanly possible, okay? And then you focus on three and four, and then five should be no issue if you're locking up the right type of contract. All right, so that's that.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.